MSRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A seventh prosecutor has resigned as a result of turmoil over a corruption case involving New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
Hagan Scotton and the other prosecutors in the case were suspended with pay on Thursday by Acting Deputy U.S. Attorney General Emile Bove. President Trump says he has questions about the prosecutor's actions.
It looked to me to be very political, but why didn't they bring this up like 4 or 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, whenever it happened? You know, they just sat around and didn't complain.
Adams is accused of accepting over $100,000 in illegal campaign contributions and lavish travel perks from foreign nationals while he was Brooklyn Borough President. He has pleaded not guilty to the charges. I'm Mike Hempen.
President Biden's HHS department left taxpayers on the hook for $23 billion for giveaways to illegal immigrants. Bernie Bennett has more.
The Department of Health and Human Services ramped up grants for migrants from 2020 to 2024, which included cash assistance to buy cars, homes, and even build credit for startup businesses, according to a shocking watchdog report that found taxpayers were left on the hook for $22.6 billion. HHS's Office of Refugee Resettlement, which came under fire last year for having lost track of 32,000 migrant children in the U.S., handed out the high sum to a host of nonprofits, effectively acting as a giant magnet for those crossing the U.S. border and claiming asylum. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Three immigrants who won a restraining order against the federal government to avoid transfer to the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base in Cuba were deported this week on direct flights to Venezuela, according to court documents published Friday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 165 points, the NASDAQ rose 81. This is SRN News. More bad news from India.
Persecution of Christians in that giant country is surging. A new report from United Christian Forum reveals that on average, two attacks on Christians took place every day in 2024, 834 in all. Those are just the ones that were reported. Religious freedom advocates are urging the global community to take notice, as it has begun to recognize a similar situation in Nigeria. Experts say without pressure from outside nations, India will never protect its Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alabama lawmakers passed legislation that would strictly define male and female as being based on biology. The bill will also limit gender to male and female only. Nine states have similar laws on the books already, and several others may pass legislation of their own this year. The action in Alabama follows President Trump's executive order declaring that for the purposes of the federal government, there are only two sexes. SRN News. Ohio's governor has again extended the state's unofficial death penalty moratorium.
Republican Mike DeWine has postponed three more executions scheduled for this year. The execution dates have been moved to the summer of 2028. The governor cites the state's inability to secure the drugs used in lethal injections due to pharmaceutical suppliers' unwillingness. President Trump has ordered Attorney General Bondi to help states try to resolve the issue, but DeWine says he expects no further executions during his term, which runs through next year. Rich Thomason reporting.
Utah students as early as kindergarten would be required to learn about firearm safety in the classroom under a bill that passed the state house. The Republican-controlled chamber approved the measure in a 59-10 vote and sent it to the state Senate on Friday. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.